Welcome to the former home of Dr. Newton Bateman. He and his family lived here throughout the 1850s and into the 1860s. It was while Dr. Bateman was a student at Illinois College in 1842 that he first met Abraham Lincoln. He and Mr. Lincoln continued their acquaintance from that point on, but it was in the months prior to Lincoln's departure for Washington to assume the presidency that the two became particularly close. You see, Dr. Bateman occupied the State House office adjoining the room Mr. Lincoln used for 8 months between his nomination for the presidency and his departure from Springfield. Dr. Bateman, who later became president of Knox College, gave a lecture on his remembrances of those 7 months. Let's listen to some of the excerpts from his lecture.
I do not need to say to you that there was in Mr. Lincoln a quiet but keen sense of humor. No reference to him would be complete that it should omit this characteristic. The little story of which he was so fond and which he often turned to such good account is blended with all of our notions of the man. He was himself a capital storyteller, an artist indeed in that line. After his election to the presidency, he became at once the central figure in the nation. And for 7 months, his reception room in the old State House was daily thronged with visitors, including a large number of the most distinguished men in the country. One day, when his room filled with the usual number of distinguished people, a visitor was announced. The visitor was an elderly lady in homespun with a large red motherly face hidden in the recesses of an old-fashioned sunbonnet, holding in her hand a parcel done up in coarse brown paper and tied up with a cotton string. Mr. Lincoln recognized her at once as an old friend and handed her a chair and sat down beside her. After pleasantries with some shyness, the woman untied the parcel and handed Mr. Lincoln the contents. An immense pair of woolen stockings. Tears came to his eyes as he gratefully took them, assuring her that he should take them with him to Washington, where he was sure none such could be obtained. And then he took the articles by the tops, one in each hand, and held them up in triumph for his guests to join in the merriment. Remarked one senator, "The lady had a correct apprehension of your longitude and latitude, Mr. Lincoln." It is startling to us who knew him so long and so well to think that one so near and yet so far, of one so long beside us in the common and familiar walks of life, now thrown so high amid the everlasting lights of the immortal and historic arena. I was the last of his Springfield friends to press his hand as the train moved off on the 11th of February, 1861. That hand, that good right hand that had ever been lifted for the defense of the poor and needy, that afterward held the pen and wrote the words that enfranchised a race. I was never to take that hand again.
Hey, Lincoln here. How well I remember the many months spent at the State House in the executive chamber next to the office of my dear friend, Newton Bateman. Prior to assuming the chamber, Mr. Bateman feared that I and my visitors might be interrupted by the loud talking of the folks who would be calling on him on school business nearly every hour of the day, but I told him never mind about that. If you can stand my noise, I can stand yours. During those months, the opportunity to introduce Mr. Bateman to one of my many visitors arose frequently. I always enjoyed introducing him as my little friend, the big schoolmaster of Illinois.
This recording is part of the audio series Voices of Jacksonville. For more information and other site locations, contact the Jacksonville Area Convention and Visitors Bureau at 217-243-5678 or on the web at www.lincolninjacksonville.com.